Rationing power and diluting petrol, how African countries are coping with effects of Iran war panic. Buying prompts PM to reassure Australians of her fuel supply. Two Cuba-bound aid ships missing after leaving Mexico. Belarus leader gifts rifle to North Korea's Kim asks they sign friendship treaty. Spanish woman dies by euthanasia after long legal battle with Father Trump's signature to appear on U.S. dollars and first for sitting president. Orban's Hungarian government accused of mass voter intimidation ahead of election. Oscars moving to a new home outside. Hollywood Sarah Ferguson's close Epstein tease scrutinized in U.S. lawmakers' letter. Judge rejects Pentagon's attempt to cripple Anthropic. Singapore denies Malaysian scholar entry, calling her undesirable visitor. Zelensky visits Saudi Arabia after offering Ukraine's drone expertise. U.S. prosecutors argue Maduro plundered. Venezuelan wealth in court battle over legal fees. Rescuers attempt to save stranded humpback whale off German coast. Olympic women's sport limited to biological females. Air Canada CEO deeply saddened. His English-only message distracted from victims of crash. French court hands Islam scholar Tariq Ramadan, 18-year jail term for rape. Senegal to parade AFCON trophy, despite title being stripped. Zimbabwe says 15 nationals killed after being lured to fight for Russia. Russia bans Oscar-winning film, Mr. Nobody Against Putin. European Parliament gives conditional approval to EU-US trade deal. Trump confirms May meeting with Xi Jinping as Iran forces postponement. New India bill to amend transgender rights sparks protests. How Russia's threat forced Germany to radically rethink its military. Three charts that are warning signs flashing for Trump on Iran war. Nepal to swear an ex-rapper as new prime minister. A game-changing moment for social media. What next for big tech after landmark addiction verdict? Don't panic. Five ways to stop your kids' endless scrolling. Prepare for turbulence. How a prolonged Middle East conflict could reshape how we fly. I have no recollection of anything. Epstein survivor says she was drugged and raped. We are being choked. Philippines transport workers strike over fuel costs. How the Iran war is causing fuel chaos in the Philippines. Guthrie on missing mother. We cannot be at peace without knowing. What happened in the seconds before Air Canada plane crashed at LaGuardia? How the deadly LaGuardia airport crash unfolded. Stop, stop, stop. Listen to LaGuardia control tower audio during collision. Watch. Inside Palestinian homes attacked by settlers. Oil slips on Iran talks, but prices remain elevated. Russia's Lavrov says U.S. wants to take over Nord Stream gas pipelines. Rubio holds call with Iraqi Kurdish leader. State Department says gold prices rise 2% as Trump signals progress in Iran talks, set for weekly loss. Oil prices tick down, set for weekly losses on Middle East de-escalation hopes. Mexican Navy says petroleum tanker natural seabed likely caused Gulf Coast spill. Explainer, drones and mines taking Karg Island would pose risks for U.S. troops. Fuel prices spike in Chile, posing early political test for Cast Factbox. Analysts increase oil price forecasts as Iran conflict continues. China boycotts top AI conference after ban on papers from U.S.-sanctioned entities. Japan stocks lower at close of trade. Nikkei 225 down 0.08%. Exclusive, Huawei's new AI chip finds favor with ByteDance, Alibaba, which plan to place orders, sources say. Jefferies sees 51% upside in Moni Group on AI. Yield FY26 outlook Novartis to buy U.S.-based biotech firm Accelergy for up to $2 billion. Chinese universities with military links bought super micro servers with restricted AI chips. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 2.54%. Australia stocks lower at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 down 0.1%. PDD Holdings, Nomura upgrades to buy on attractive valuation. Temu strength.